We have lots of gratitude and thanks for ACB Media, for both Zoom rooms, for helping us set up and work with our convention and our wonderful hosts. This meeting, as for both meetings, Joyce Feinberg has been our monitor and room opener. Our host is Belle, and our streamer is Nikki. Okay, Mikey.
Wonderful. Thank you, Katie, for the diligent job you're doing over there. And again, thank you to ACB Media. Do we have participants in on the Zoom?
We have a couple.
Yeah.
We do have some here, yes.
Wonderful. So we are going to start with just a brief board meeting. There's been some changes to the agenda just because life happens, folks. So I have to defer one report. It's okay. You don't have to apologize. And then we'll be turning it over to our invited speakers for the program. I do want to apologize. At some point during the last couple of months, there was a little bit of confusion. We are not having elections at this year. Next year will be elections. I would really strongly encourage you to consider running for a seat on the executive committee of FCCLV. Those positions are president, vice president, treasurer, and membership secretary or recording secretary. Membership secretary, and yes. So those positions do need to be filled, because if you have nobody at the helm, the organization is really not going to go anywhere. I'm going to go ahead and start just to formalize with a roll call for the executive committee to make sure that we're all here. Sharon, are you there?
Sharon, please raise your hand if you're here.
She should be dialing in. Just let me know when she's here. President is Mikey Wiseman. Treasurer, Sally Benjamin. Membership secretary, Paul Lewis. Our vice president is not here. Or is she here? Okay. So a quick report from the executive committee of FCCLV. It has been a challenge getting everything straightened out and tidy and moving forward. We are finally completely functional with our bank account. We've had it and we were able to open it. It just wasn't working the way we needed it to, and our treasurer did not have access. Finally, I went in there, was able to get checks mailed. So we're up and running. We're all of our requirements to the national CCLVI have been met. They've been great helping us through it. So thank you to CCLVI on the national level. I'm going to omit the treasurer's report because due to an oversight on my part, I think I accidentally threw away the paperwork, folks. So I apologize for that. So we will handle that at our next meeting. But I will tell you that our account, as of the last treasurer report, was somewhere upwards of $15,000. And there hasn't been much in and out. We did sell a few chapter revenue tickets. Folks, if FC, this is the truth. We do have some speakers coming in, and we put a program together for activities. But I'm letting you know, like, next year is elections. If we do not get some actual engagement, we've tried everything we could. Monthly calls, invited speakers. We had people from all over the world come in and speak to us. If we don't materialize into something, there's not going to be much left. And it's hard for me as president of FCCLV and also be president of FCB to look at the landscape of possibly losing, you know, a special interest affiliate. There is a school of thought that we are Florida Council of the Blind and we should all be one, right? So do we need to delineate CCTV and FCCLV and draw that dividing line? I've never been one in my personal life to divide any of my friends between partial or low vision, legally blind or totally blind or no light perception or anything like that. So there is some conversations happening around the country. I don't know where we're at. Does any of our members have anything to say to that and what the landscape looks like over the next couple of years for such a specific group of what we are as FCCLV? You may, absolutely. Can we get you a microphone?
Not that we are different from people who are totally blind, but for me, like, I can see everything in the room, and I would describe it to Katie, right? Because she couldn't see it. But sometimes there's different challenges, kind of like people who are deaf and people who are blind. So I think unless we could come up with a way where we can be partners, we do want to remember that we are different, not much different as people, but different in what we see. So I would like to know how that would look like.
Thank you, Cassandra. Is this better, Katie?
Much better. Okay. Thank you.
So we're definitely going to need some hand sanitizer when I'm done with the microphone, because I am very intimate with it right now. Folks, again, this is your time to be heard as members. I mean, you guys pay dues. What would you like to see? What can we do to engage you on our calls? Do we need to shift them from a Monday night? What can we do for you? Well, I mean, and again, I don't know how else to invite you guys to be heard. We will look past this meeting. We're going to have our guests come and speak to us about the wonderful work that's being done by the FCB Activities Committee and what they have on the horizon. But I would strongly then encourage you guys to be at the next meeting telephonically, because the writing's on the wall. Like, we're going to have a conversation about what the future of FCCLV looks like, because the level of engagement, I mean, there's just no point in being a president and having an executive committee if there's nothing to be done. Greg and Cache? Go ahead, Mr. Lewis. You can start working your way up here, Greg and Cache, Activities Committee. I'm going to pass the mic over to Paul Lewis.
Thank you, Mikey. I did want to let you know that I have been forwarding programs that are ongoing from our parent affiliate, Council of Citizens with Low Vision. They run programs that are on community, so if you subscribe to the community, you will see them, and there's a variety of programs each month, and I've been forwarding those programs to the FCB list. Just make sure that everybody can have access to them. They do a game night, they do a book club, they have a support group, they have the Let's Talk Low Vision. So these are great programs, wide variety, and it's opportunity to be engaged in what's happening in the low vision community.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for the work you're doing in putting that out there. For those of you that are here, are you guys also receiving the direct mail emails from CCLVI? Because that's one of the draws of being involved with us. Yes, okay. Well, I want to welcome Greg Lindberg, representing the Activities Committee, that is going to speak to you guys. I would encourage some dialogue if you have any questions as to what to look forward to. If you have any recommendations, I'm sure he's prepared to hear them. But if we could welcome Greg with a round of applause.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Greg Lindberg, co-chair of the Activities Committee. Is Cache in the room by chance? Okay, just making sure. So I can just kind of start off here, just kind of an overview of our committee. So we've been around now, I think, coming up on 2 years this year. We've actually had the Activities Committee, and we've done a variety of things. Last year we did an executive committee challenge, kind of with the FCB executive committee, like a kind of a game challenge we played with them on Zoom. We also did a virtual holiday concert back in December with music and poetry and comedy, so that was a lot of fun. And then this year, obviously, we've done several activities at convention. Don't forget Battle of the Sexes tonight. It's kind of our last hurrah before the board meeting in the morning. So definitely come out for that after the banquet tonight. We had a really successful carnival / karaoke. Did anyone attend that? Did you guys have fun there? Awesome. And then we did trivia last night. Did anyone attend trivia and enjoy that? And yeah, so we're definitely always open to ideas. You know, just because Florida is such a big state, we're trying to find opportunities to connect in person. Obviously, convention is an easier time to do that, and when a lot of us do gather, in one location for that. But we do have our jungle cruise coming up September 27th, so definitely be on the lookout for more info about that. That's going to be down in Fort Lauderdale. And beyond that, we're looking into some more Zoom events the rest of this year. And we're always open to suggestions. Cache and I are always, open ears. And if anyone has any ideas on whether it's an in-person activity or something virtually, we're definitely willing to take your suggestions and advice. So activities@fcb.org. I know we had some challenges with that email address recently, but we are back and running with that. So again, activities@fcb.org. Again, please send us your ideas, suggestions. We definitely want to know. We want to bring more fun, more excitement, just more social connection to the state. And kind of, beyond just some of the events that we've been involved in planning and putting on, we love helping chapters connect with each other. Perhaps, let's say you're visiting a city that you don't live in, somewhere else in Florida, and maybe there is an FCB chapter there and you'd like to attend one of their meetings or an event that they might be putting on. Again, we're all about trying to spread the love and spread the wealth and just try to connect as many members as possible to know what's happening around the state, regardless of where you live or where you might be traveling. So I guess I can turn it over to Cache.
Again, Greg covered a lot of information, and I think just covering what our vision is in reformulating the committee.
Cache,
this year,
can you speak louder, please? Our people on Zoom are having
trouble. In addition
here.
To reformulating our committee this year, one of the things that we wanted to do is make sure we solidify what our mission is. Our mission is to bring those who are a part of the Florida Council of the Blind, no matter where they're located at, to be able to come together, to collaborate, to be able to build community within our own community. And so reinforcing that mission of, it's all about not just advocacy and awareness, but coming together in friendship, coming together in what we call is our family community, is very important to those of us who are on the committee. And Greg covered a lot of things that we are seeking to do. One thing we will not be doing is planning a lot of events that's gonna take us to different venues all throughout Florida. For us, it's about doing things that keep us connected, whether it's on Zoom, whether it's in person. But for us, we decided that how better can we use the Activities Committee to continue to not just grow what we do and how we connect with one another, but grow this organization. And in order to do that, we have to help people to connect first and then help them see the benefit of coming together in the one place they should, which is convention, which is why it was very important for us to have what we called an activity-filled weekend. Kind of not to be on the ACB level, but definitely to give us our own sense of coming together, our own sense of identity and how we do things. So again, we hope that you've enjoyed the welcome event as well as the happy hour tonight. Please join us for the Battle of the Sexes. Please, men and women, that's going to be a great challenge. We're excited about that. But looking into the future, again, it's about building back our convention. That is our home base of coming together and being able to connect on a great way. So some of the things that we're looking to do in the future are chapter collaborations, maybe partnering two or three to do collective events together with chapters that are locally centralized in a certain area. So whether it's Tallahassee and Pensacola, whether it's West Palm Beach and Palm Valley, or whether it's Tampa and Miami, we want to continue to be able to see how can we build the community. And it's for us, it's about doing those things so that people are excited about the new friendships, but excited about coming to convention. This year, we've all looked around and recognized that the numbers were low. Why is that? That's what we're looking to find out. And in order to do that, we've planned some great activities. Put your thinking caps on. We've got some great ideas for next year's Welcome or Aid event. Again, we want to do some continued collaborations with chapters. And we're also looking to make sure that we're doing things that you want to do. So if you have some ideas, please send them to us, share them with us. We're going to talk about some new ways that you can engage with your chapters by coming up with some new accessible, adaptable activities, whether they're indoors and outdoors. So we definitely want to make sure we can share as much information that's going to build our community. Again, we're not trying to pull us apart by going to different places, because if we utilize funds to go here, there, and other, the first thing we're going to say is that we can't come to convention. And convention is our home, and we need to make sure that we take care of home first. So thank you.
Thank you both, our representatives from the Activities Committee. And, you know, again, for my members, I would encourage anybody from FCCLV who is on Zoom, if you want to be heard on our current situation, I mean, folks, it's dismal. What do you want me to tell you? I've never been one to sugarcoat things, but the reality is the reality. Your board is sitting up here scratching our head. Much like Cache said, we got to take care of our own, but at sometimes if there's nothing to come home to, there's nothing to come home to, folks. Do I have any hands on Zoom?
It's the 727 number.
Oh, that's Sharon Youngs. Sharon, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I didn't get in until the first person I heard was Paul talking, and so did you do the business meeting ahead of time before I got on?
We were kind of waiting for you to get here. We had to forego the budget report, I will tell you that.
Okay. And well, according to our Constitution and bylaws, I'm supposed to read last year's minutes.
We're supposed to what?
Read last year's minutes.
Correct.
Okay. Are you wanting me to do
pause.
That?
I'm prepared to pause and let you do that. We
okay. Tell me when you want me to.
1 second, Sharon. Did Sally ever come back? Okay. Sharon, give me 1 second for that, because I have somebody.
No problem. I'll hold.
So if somebody in the room, go ahead in the room with the with their comment.
Yeah, Mikey, this is Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine.
I'm trying to find out that. Okay, where are you going?
Hey, Mikey, we need her microphone louder.
Yeah, we can't hear. I can't hear you.
I'm trying to find out that if you're going to dissolve this chapter or not, if we need to pay membership today or what.
Well, I mean, so that's a good question. I'll have to circle back around to you. I think that's up to everybody that's here. Like, at some point, we are going to have to make a decision. Because we cannot just exist to exist. There has to be a certain level of engagement, and quite frankly, I mean, I'm not even going to pretend that if you're looking to pay membership, you absolutely, we'll always grow our coffer, but we're going to need to do something with it. So that's really an internal question as to whether or not even you're able to capitalize on what little bit we've been able to offer you. We collaborated with the national organization and CCLVI, and that program doesn't seem to be engaging enough. It is reaching a few people per what we talked about here, but that's definitely an internal conversation. So we do actually have a requirement to get through our minutes, and Sharon, due to technical difficulties, wasn't here. So I'm going to pivot back over to Sharon. We'll make a motion to accept those minutes from last year, and then our activities committee, I'm sorry, I thought they were done, will finish up their presentation, and then if we want, we can actually have some candid dialogue at this meeting. But we like I said, next year is elections, and if there's nobody to run, we need to start planning for what's going to happen if nobody runs. So Sharon, if you would.
I'll be glad to. Florida Council of Citizens with Low Vision, annual meeting, May 18th, 2024. After a presentation by Marianne Grignan about accessible pharmacy service, President Mikey Wiseman opened the business meeting. The first order of business was to elect officers for the next term. The election was conducted by Paul Edwards. The result is President Mikey Wiseman, First Vice President Lorraine Clemens, Treasurer Sally Benjamin, Secretary Sharon Young, Membership Secretary Paul Lewis. The office of Second Vice President was not addressed. President Mikey then gave a quick recap of the accomplishments for the year. Meetings are held every month. Treasury has finally been straightened out. We have affiliated ourselves with CCLVI. We were able to donate to CCLVI, ACB, and FCB auctions. We now have a greater resource list. Our next monthly meeting was scheduled for June 17th at 7 p.m. This meeting was adjourned at 4:08 p.m. Respectfully submitted, Sharon Young.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Thank you, Paul. Sharon, would you like to second?
I will have to second it.
Thank you. Any opposed? The recap of last year's minutes. And Sharon, I can get with you as to the minutes for this year. I know you missed the first part.
Right.
So we'll get you right back on track after this. I'll work with you.
Good. I know you will. I know you will. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I am going to apologize to my invited guest. I really thought the thing was done. I'm a little out of sorts at this meeting, just given the current climate. But I'm going to hand this back over to Greg Lindberg, and with my sincerest apologies.
All right. So in addition to just kind of filling you guys in on our committee and what we've been up to, we did want to talk a little bit about just some adaptive sports and recreation, some things we can all do. So I Full disclosure, I'm pretty much light perception at this point, but I was low vision for a long time, so I can kind of talk about, you know, from both different perspectives in terms of activities and whatnot. So just in terms of outdoor activities and sports, so if you're not familiar, I do actually host a podcast, shameless plug, a podcast called Eyes Free Sports, E-Y-E-S-F-R-E-E Sports. So if you just search for that, you can find it on your favorite podcast platform. And so I talk about all different types of sports and have guests on from high partial to totally blind. I've had pretty much the whole spectrum of folks and different visual impairments and whatnot. So just in terms of outdoor sports that are, you know, pretty easy and accessible to be able to do without a lot of equipment. So just, you know, walking or running. I mean, you can just, you know, we can all take a walk in our neighborhoods, just in our communities, whether it's just using your cane, whether it's, you know, having a sighted guide to help visually guide you. In terms of running, if anyone is interested in running, so there are tethers, both hand tethers and waist tethers you can use. So running is definitely a big thing in terms of like the Paralympics, you know, marathons, 5Ks, etc. And again, you know, regardless of your visual impairment and how much usable vision you do have, there are definitely a lot of options in terms of that. Some of you know I played beat baseball for a long time. I actually have a beat ball here, and I was just going to real briefly demo how it sounds. It's pretty loud, and so I'll keep it short. And if anyone wants to feel the ball too after we're done here, I can definitely show you the ball. But it's kind of a hard, pretty hard, kind of oversized softball size, and it has a pin inside of it. And so if you pull out the pin, and it makes that constant beeping sound. So let me try to get this back in. And so in beat ball as well, there are two bases. You just have first and third base, which is kind of a 3 foot tall padded cylinder that's making a constant buzzing sound. So you have to hit the ball, run to the base before the fielder picks up the ball, and then you score a run. If the fielder picks up the ball first, then you are out. So there are no hits, you know, singles, doubles, triples like regular baseball. And then just a note on beat ball, so everyone in terms of the batter and fielders are all blindfolded just to level the playing field. So if someone is like high partial versus someone who's totally blind, obviously it, you know, makes it a level, equal playing field for everybody. And let's see, tandem biking, definitely wanted to mention tandem cycling. So that's also pretty popular in the blind community, low vision community. If you're not familiar with a tandem bike, so you have your captain in front who's fully sighted, and then you have your blind or visually impaired person behind them, often called a stoker. And so I haven't done a whole lot of it, but I know the bike, you know, it has two seats, obviously. I've seen both, you know, front and back or side by side, and then each person has pedals and handlebars, whatnot. And I did want to mention a few resources. There's an organization called the Blind Stokers Club, which is based out of San Diego, but they actually have an online database where you can try to connect with guides, potential captains in your local area. So you can register and put a profile on there and connect if you're interested in that. And then there's also an organization called United in Stride, which connects blind and low vision walkers, runners, and now they're also getting into tandem biking as well. And so again, you can create a profile and connect with guides in your local area if you're interested in that. And so Cache, you want to talk to us about some indoor activities?
Okay, some indoor activities. For me, it was more so looking at who's going to be playing that. So for me, it's looking at how can we engage our families and friends, and how can we engage even our chapters. And so one of the things that I would like to take a look at is some of the classic things that we find in our home, classic games that we're used to playing. So there's the classic games, whether they're traditionally outside, you can convert those to indoor games. Using those things like Connect Four. A lot of those games we actually had the other day at the carnival for that reason. like the tic-tac-toe, Connect Four, Jenga, beanbag toss, bowling, and of course our favorite boozy toss. You know, so all those things can be made into what we call an adaptable form, whether you're using something that is tactile, adding sound to it, adding some type of thing that's going to identify it in a way that you know what it is. So whether it's bump dots, whether it's scratch paper, whether it's sandpaper, those are some things that you can use for everyday games that you have. Board games are very entertaining. Card games, there's so many different variations of what you can do for indoor games, for the class, what I call the classic games. Good old family time, fellowship with your chapter, things like Go Fish. Who doesn't love a good card game of spades? I'm just saying. Finding a good Braille deck of cards, Uno cards that are brailled. Those things you can find on eBay, you can find them on Amazon, you can find them at MaxiAids, blindmice.com. They have some of those games as well. When I like to look at some of the additional games that can be played indoor or outdoor, look for those things that are inflatable. They have the inflatable games come in many variations as well. Again, the same classic tic-tac-toe, bowling. The classic games like backgammon, chess, checkers, those can be made tactile. Even a Rubik's Cube can make, you know, you can add some tactile things to that as well. So that it makes it a little bit more entertaining, but you're also advocating in a way because you're teaching someone something different. Things like cornhole, bocce ball, basketball, those are some things that you can also make very accessible and adaptable for your community. Depending on the variations of blindness, you want to definitely engage in your members to see what their needs are so that as you're developing these indoor games for whether it's a fun day with your chapter, that you're actually making sure that you're including the members that are coming out to your event. So again, for me, it is looking at these things that we have seen and done all throughout the years. A good old-fashioned relay is always good. Have a blind tug-of-war game. I mean, those are some things that sometimes we often overlook. So those are some things, again, that just you want to consider when you're having these ideas of what can we do, how can we engage in our members, what can we do to bring more members out. Start considering expanding your events to invite more people in. I get a lot of questions or concerns from people who feel like they can't go to their chapter meetings because they have children. Find someone that can come in and do some little games with the children while, you know, the other members are having their meeting. So it's about looking at different options to engage in our members, but also doing that in a fun way as well. So these classic games, whether they're indoor or outdoor, give us options, and that's what it's about, having options. So thank you so much for your time.
Any questions for Greg and Cache? Folks, I love, by the way, anybody wants to play cards, I am a vicious card player. Listen, my mother's chiming in from the side of the room saying that I cheat. I actually don't cheat. My father was the cheater in the house when it came to card games. But yeah, and it also helps to keep us engaged. You know, I'm big. So for those of you who don't know, I used to ski, and I skied more after I lost my sight than when I could see. So some of the organizations that Greg was referring to, they're good networking opportunities as well to meet other individuals to represent the blindness community. So I would strongly encourage you guys, if you're physically able to or minded to explore some of those adaptive sports and internal inside games, like Cache was talking about. Y'all, the TV will eat your brain. So you have to stay engaged, whether it's cards, trivia, interacting, even if it has to be outside of the scope of your local chapter, and you have some other folks who are visually impaired, you can get together and do your own game night. It's very cathartic, and it is very important to remain engaged. Thank you, Greg and Cache, for your time and your information. I know we're running a little bit on time behind. We started late. Ms. Clement, for the purpose of transparency, we did have a conversation here in review. Dues are technically due by November. At this point, for our members who are here or who are on Zoom, I would just strongly encourage you to give us a month or two and to participate in the next couple of phone meetings, just to see what's gonna happen. That there's a literal handful of people in this room, and I literally term out. I can't be president forever. If people are not willing to come up and do the job and engage with the organization, then you know it's a hard conversation to have. But we do have funds available to do things. We may leave a legacy. I don't know. But dissolvement is not my first choice for a lot of reasons. I'm also the president of the Florida Council of Blind, and I don't want to lose an affiliate. But I have to be realistic with you guys. And Paul Lewis is here on the executive committee. He sits on the board of the national organization, and we're having a sidebar conversation, and we may need to talk to them. I know Joyce is listening in the wings on Zoom. I am putting up the red flag that we are struggling and the ship is sinking. And I am not physically nor mentally able to keep this puppy afloat single-handedly. And that's where we are at. I mean, there's no point in hashing it out here. We're gonna do our best. I think we're in agreement here. Sharon, I know you're not at the table, but you're going to be part of this conversation. I'll be following up with you. The executive committee, as it stands, is going to do a blast using whatever means of communication we have to our members to let them know that we are now in code Alpha Bravo. The ship is going down, and we are going to need people at these calls to figure out what direction we're going to go in. If not, constitutionally, this executive committee will be making a decision with whatever member input we can get. And as you have heard, when I ask for it, I'm not getting any. Mikey's always going to be Mikey, very honest and very transparent, with the good, bad, and the ugly. Sure, Paul's going to chime in here.
Okay, thank you. there is a reason that we reached out to the activities committee to speak to you today. Those of you who are not aware, in addition to being membership secretary, I am also the immediate past president. When I was serving as president, one of the things that I wanted to try to do was to find ways where our members in specific locations around the state would be able to get together. The activities committee is providing that opportunity for us to be able to do that. So as they have different activities around the state and they are looking for people to let them know where there's something going on in different parts of the state, there are times where you can participate in those activities, or if you have relationships with people in your area, that you can get together. In addition to some of the activities that they had mentioned, I know Mikey is a big time fisherman. I know there are people who are blind who are also big game hunters. While that's not something that I would enjoy, but the point is that there are opportunities for us to do just about anything that we want to, and now through the activities committee, we have the opportunity that we can get together, and it's up to you to decide. Bring any ideas forward. We look for ideas. Anything that you would like to see happen, we would do our utmost to make sure that that happens. And also rely on our national affiliate. They are a wonderful and active group. And as I said earlier, they have lots of activities that are on Zoom and are open to you anytime. All you need to do is to dial in.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
We have a second. We have a motion to adjourn. Any discussion? Any opposed? This meeting is adjourned. We'll meet telephonically next month.